You're listening to the Dealmaker Podcast, hosted by multi-millionaire property investor, entrepreneur, and Guinness World Record holder, Liam Ryan. Discover how to start, scale, and grow your business. Become a better negotiator, create more opportunity, and make massive profit so you can live the life of your dreams.
Multiple streams of property income, that is what we're talking about today. I am joined by Sean Bartle, who has been with me for almost 3 years, seven property deals, and he's raised over £300,000 of joint venture funding and made it into the Assets for Life Hall of Fame at the awards ceremony in December. Sean, incredible, my man.
Great to be here, mate.
Welcome to the studio. Well, it's been nearly 3 years. It's been an incredible journey. If you could summarize our journey in the last 3 years, what would be the one or two words to summarize?
Yeah, I'd say transformational and life-changing.
Awesome. Great. Well, look, we're going to do a lot of content today for our viewers. Before we talk about strategy, it's really important to let people know where you was at nearly 3 years ago, before working with me and the team. So what did life look like? And really, what motivated you to get started as a property investor?
Yeah, sure. So I'm an accountant by background. And at that time, when I was originally joining AFL, I was running a tax firm based in North Somerset where I live. And it was one of those that I always knew it wasn't the end goal. For me, it was always about getting assets, creating generational wealth. I'm not from a wealthy background. And so I wanted to be the one that breaks the cycle.
Okay, great. So you wanted to break the cycle. You've got a young family, and I know time is very important for you. So you joined the program. You became one of my inner circle graduates. Yep. Can you explain what has been your experience overall of the program and how the program has helped you go from zero to seven property deals?
Yeah, sure. So the real key thing for me is that you really don't know what you don't know. And by joining the program, it meant that I had people that had a huge amount of experience doing exactly what I want to do. So I had guidance. So if there was anything I didn't know, I had you, Jay, and the team at AFL, people that have done millions in deals that have covered every aspect. So for me, I kind of looked at it as having that guidance there is, for me, you can't put a price on it.
Great, great. And you know, obviously you joined, you know, you showed up, you did the work. Yeah. There's been a few ups and downs for sure. And at the time of joining, there would have been many other alternative investment programs, yeah, mentoring programs that you could have joined. Why was it that you joined me rather than someone else?
Yeah, sure. Great question as well. So for me, it was really the accountant with income out. It was about doing my due diligence, making sure that I'd done my homework and was actually very comfortable with who I was going to be investing in. Because as much as it was an investment in myself, it was also an investment in you, right? Because I had to make sure that the person I was going to work with, I resonated with. So like many people that come across you, it was first on social media, the ad pops up and I thought, well, the timing's perfect. You know, we'd completed a flip deal, and whilst we made money on it, it was a very expensive mistake because we should have held on to it and refinanced, which we're coming on to later. But I didn't know that was an option. I didn't know that was a strategy. If I'd have had you beforehand, then I would have had that property, had the capital appreciation, the cash flow for sort of 4 years now. And so I really resonated with you, your background and history, your story and journey. You know, I'm from Essex as well, not from a wealthy background. I know that you're not. You broke that cycle, and that's exactly what I'm trying to do.
Wow, awesome. And your day job is accountant.
Yep.
You were sort of work within the tax side of things. So, you know, really clued up individual. But I think you realised that you just didn't want to work for someone for the rest of your life. You wanted to break free. And ultimately, you know, we've got a great relationship. Yeah. We've had a lot of fun together. We've been on retreats together. Yeah. You've been on my millionaires retreat. You're coming back out to sunny Marbella in, yep, I think your week is in May or early part of June. Yeah. And ultimately, you know, you've shown up and you've done the work, right? So part of the mentoring program that we've done with you over the last 2.5 years, you get online and you get live meetups.
Yeah.
When you come to those mentoring sessions, how impactful have they been? And what have been some of the golden nuggets that you get at those sessions that then go and help you get a better result?
Yeah, brilliant. So whether it's online or in person, you know, it's about being around people that are on the same journey as you. Now, the great thing with the Inner Circle community, the AFL community, is that you're in a room where some people are at the same level as you, but then you've got other people in the room that are much further ahead, and they've already gone through that path that you're trying to do. So again, you can learn from them, and you can also help each other, because everyone can learn from everyone. And you just get a buzz off the atmosphere. You know, it's brainstorming, there's exercises. I mean, I remember you and I ran through like a live sort of sales presentation at one point to everyone else, and that was great. And it just helps upskill you, but you don't feel like you're being forced to learn. You're doing it in a safe, fun way.
Great. And since joining the program, you know, 2.5 years ago now, yes, you've got 7 property deals. What other milestones have you personally hit? And what have been some of your achievements, you know, becoming a property investor, entrepreneur?
Yeah.
Share some of those wins, will be great.
So there's several sort of smaller wins. You know, I've been more focused on my physical health, my mental health, and that's all part of that business journey, in my opinion. I think, you know, you need to have a strong mind to be able to be an entrepreneur and business owner, because it's not an easy journey. It's not as easy as a lot of people make out. But I would say the biggest win that I'm most grateful for is that I was actually able to sack the boss. I was able to become a full-time business owner with the property business and my sales consultancy business.
Wow. So, wow, that is incredible. Because I remember when we first met, you said, Liam, I really want to get out of what I do. Yeah. You know, I'm good at what I do, but I don't enjoy it anymore. I don't want to be in the corporate world. So when did you sack the boss?
So officially, my contract last day was the 31st of December.
Nice. So, yeah. So literally, you know, we're in a couple of weeks now. So you are fully... business owner, you've got a sales consultancy business, yep. You've got your property company. Wow, how are you feeling, man, going into 2024?
It's brilliant, and I'm so psyched up, like the focus is on a different level. Oh. And that's not to say I wasn't focused before, but it's just reached a whole new height. I'm sort of, you know, wake up, go gym early, and then I'm set up for the day. And then my day is however I want to structure it. So, you know, I've done a couple of speaking events for people. And, you know, I do some of the coaching stuff in the academy. I've just got that flexibility of all these different things.
Wow, it's incredible. And what impact have these changes now had on the relationship with soon to be your wife?
Yep.
I'm really looking forward to the wedding, by the way. And the relationship with your son, right?
Yeah. And my stepson as well. So, yeah, the four of us live in the house. And beforehand, I couldn't take my son to school because of, you know, having the boss. I was starting at 8. Would finish at 4. So I never got to take him to school. Now I'm taking him to school. It's an extra probably hour in the day that I get with him. And, you know, that's priceless. He's 6 and you're not going to get that time back. It means that I've got more time with my fiance and my stepson as well. So as a family, we've got more time. But it also means that I can remove this work-life balance. Because for me, I always think it should just be one in company's thing.
Yeah.
You know, when we're out at the retreat, you've got your family out there. When we go to the retreat this year, my fiance and the boys are coming out as well.
Awesome.
So it's about just making it all one thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have this cut off like, that's work, that's family life. It's like, you know, 7 days a week are pretty much the same. You know, it's a life of choice and freedom. And look, don't get me wrong, you know, grind it out from occasionally. And yeah, I run events. And, you know, we're the UK's leading property business and wealth training organization now. You know, 42 members of staff, you know, £28 million worth of property deals in the last 7 years. But, you know, it's about having more choice and more freedom and really having options where you can do what you want when you want. And, you know, imagine you've done 7 deals in 2.5 years. Working full-time for someone else, imagine what you're going to do in the next 2.5 years.
Exactly.
Now you've got, you know, time back to do what you want when you want. So let's get into some of the nitty-gritty now, really, really important. There's been 2 main strategies that you focused on, and it's what we call the 80-20. So can you give us some context? What is 80-20, and what are the 2 main strategies that you've been working on for the last 2.5 years?
Yeah, sure. So the 80-20 rule is basically ensuring that you don't have a scattergun approach. And the people that I find start property and don't really do anything are the ones that come in and suffer from shiny penny syndrome. You know, they see someone doing well in deal packaging, they see someone doing flips, they see people making money in buyer refers, refinance, and they try it all. The 80-20 is making sure that you stay on a sort of one path. And so for us, 80% of our time has been focused on flips, whereby, you know, we want to look for the ugliest house on a nice street. Something that we can go in and add value to it, ideally try and get it below market value so we've already got a margin. And then we want to refurb it, turn it into a lovely house that someone can go into and have it that when people are coming into the property, they walk in and it sells itself because they look and think, wow, all I've got to do is get furniture. Everything's done for
me. Wow, lovely.
So that's the 80.
Okay, great. And from some of those flips, what's been some of the profit that you've made on a flip deal?
Yeah, sure. So the first flip deal we'd done as part of Assets for Life was a no money down deal. So that was fully backed by investor finance and bridging. So we didn't put a penny of our own money in. And we walked away with around 26,000 on that.
Awesome. Hey, that's nice. So no money down.
Yep.
And we're going to talk more about that as we go through this episode. £26,000. Great. That's absolutely brilliant. And the second strategy that you're focusing on is what?
Yeah, so it's the buy, refurbish, refinance, ideally to HMO, so house of multiple occupants.
Okay, so BRR, what is BRR then? So buy, refurbish, refinance. So the aim of the game here is to buy a dirty, horrible, smelly, disgusting house, worst house, best streets, add lots of value to it. So there's many ways in which you can add value to property. You've got new kitchen, new bathroom, you go from three bedroom to four bedroom, you do a title split on it, split it into flats, you could do a loft conversion, you can do an extension. But one way in which you add value is via a conversion to a HMO. What's a HMO, Sean?
Yeah, so it's house of multiple occupants. So you know, what we look for is a three or four bed house, and then we look to add either one or two bedrooms to that. And then what you're essentially doing is you're renting out each room. So there'll be communal areas such as living room, some bathrooms, kitchens, some rooms if they're big enough, you might want to add an ensuite to add even more value. And then that in itself is creating multiple streams of income within one property. That's okay, the beauty of it versus a buy-to-let.
Okay, so you do the BRR model and the aim of the game is that you pull out your initial deposit plus the refurb cost and then you're able to do that again. That's not always possible in every deal. On the BRRs that you've done, have you been able to pull out all the money?
Yes, yeah, so the two that we've completed on the refinance, we've pulled out.
Oh, you have pulled out all the money, so then you're able just to go again, which ultimately gives you infinite return, So for anyone tuning into this, it's a great way to build a property business. You've got your flips going, which gives you the cash flow. You take the big lumps of cash, you can then use that for property deals. But one way in which you've done your BRRs and your flips is via no money down.
Yeah.
So when we talk about no money down, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, and it's one of those that no money down, of course, there's money going into a property deal. You know, the cash is key. But what this means is that it's none of your own money. So for us, we go out and raise joint venture finance. So we're looking for people, high net worth individuals, sophisticated investors, business owners that don't have the time, don't have the knowledge, but they want exposure to property. We bridge that gap because we've got the power team set up. We've got the experience because we've got several case studies to show that. We offer them a fixed rate of return sometimes. It varies on the deal. But essentially what we're doing is we're offering them a way of getting exposure to property in a completely hands-off way.
Wow, great. So when we talk about how to structure these deals, there's really a couple of options or two main options. So we've got fixed rate return. So I would call that a savings accelerator. Yep. So that is where, just for those people tuning in, someone lends you the money.
Yep.
Let's say you need 100 grand.
Yep.
They lend you 100 grand. You figure out a rate of return that's happy. Let's just call it 10%.
Yep.
Doesn't need to be 10%. I've borrowed money recently at just 6% or 7%. So, and at the end of the year, you would then pay them back the capital plus the repayment, so 110,000. Yeah. They're happy because they're beating the banks.
Yep.
They've not got to work for it. And then you've basically bought an asset for free using other people's money. So that's the first option. The second option is where the same investor, let's just say it's me, the Bank of Liam, I give you the 100,000, but rather than you giving me a fixed rate return, we do a profit share where we either own the property together or we share 50% of the profit if it was the flip. Would that be a fair assumption of how we structure these deals?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, great. And actually, once you do it once, they're very easy to do, very scalable. You know, you've raised how much now?
It's about 320,000 at the moment with more to drop in the next 30 to 60 days.
And have you done a mixture of portfolio builder, profit share, and fixed rate return?
Yeah, so the first ones we've done was sort of a fixed rate of return.
Yeah.
And being completely transparent, we paid higher than was necessary, but that was because it was the first one.
How much did you pay?
So it ended up being 15%, but we're not talking on a huge amount, and the numbers worked, and we still made 26,000.
Great, great.
So everybody.
And it's your first one, right? You're always nervous on the first one.
Yeah.
Like, I typically gave more away 8 years ago, 7 years ago, 6 years ago than I do today.
Exactly.
I still give people a great deal, but I give people the deal today that I should have done then. But I was so eager. I was desperate. I just wanted to build this multi-million pound property business. Yeah. And, you know, I certainly gave more away in the beginning than you really need to. But, you know, you live and learn, right?
Exactly.
You live and learn. And why else do you feel it's important to use other people's money? And what are the other benefits involved?
Yeah, sure. Well, I think one of the key things is that you're actually helping people. And I think this is the mindset shift that a lot of people need to get over, because, you know, being with you guys for nearly 3 years, many people join the academy, they get very nervous about raising finance. You know, part of it is that they're worried people won't invest in them, but part of it as well is that they feel they're being greedy. And I try to explain to people, you're doing a service to people, because if it wasn't for you, they wouldn't be doing that deal. The first finance we raised, for instance, it was a couple based in London, very sort of high executive jobs. They had a young family. They simply did not have the time or knowledge on how to do it. They also were looking to move, but they didn't quite have the savings. So they came in on our deal. We repaid them. And guess what? They was able to move a lot sooner.
Wow. So the money you made them helped them move. Yeah. So you really helped that person out. And I think that's a really, really good point. A lot of people using other people's money, they put the person with the money on the pedestal.
Mm.
And it's not that we should be on the pedestal. We're both equal.
Yeah.
Equal partners. I feel we're equal, but I do feel that we bring in more value because of the time, the knowledge, the experience. I definitely feel that today, where 8 years ago, I definitely put the money on a pedestal. But the bottom line is we're going into this as partners, and we both bring value that can help one another go to that next level. And I feel that when people get that and they understand that they are providing a service to help somebody, they don't feel like they're selling or you know, they're taking advantage of anyone, because that's certainly not what it is. Yeah. So when you paid the investor back, how did that make you feel?
Oh, it was brilliant. It was actually a lot more satisfying than I thought it would be.
Okay.
You know, because it's one of those that I try and keep business and sort of personal feelings separate, but you couldn't help it. It was just very, very fulfilling. You know, it made me very content that I was doing the right thing. You know, I've got a very strict rule with myself on how I live my life, which is that every night I put my son to sleep, I have to look at him and know I can take peace and be content that I've not screwed anyone over or done anything wrong. And this was just like, I've helped people. Right. It was a really good feeling.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah. I like what you said there. I look at my son at night, and, you know, life can get away with people, and maybe there's people tuning into here and, you know, they have regrets. And maybe there's people listening to this and they're not spending enough time with their loved ones. They're not creating those memories with their children. They want to do it, but they just don't know how to do it. And the mad thing is, Sean, is they're just one or two property deals away from experiencing a completely different side of life.
Exactly.
And giving them the confidence and the mindset and the drive and the focus to really make their lives come true. And, you know, property, as you know, is an incredible asset. You know, doubles every 10 years. You get capital appreciation. You get the passive income. What would you say to anyone now listening in that perhaps wants to get started, but they've got some blocks, barriers, challenges, maybe they don't believe in themselves? What words of wisdom would you share, having gone through this process 2.5 years in, now 7 deals, full-time in property? What would you like to share?
I think the first thing I would say is that you need to get the mindset right. And by doing that, you need to surround yourself with the right people. So there's always the saying about you're the average of the 5 people that you spend the most time with. But I would go a step further and say that you're the average of the 5 people that you let influence you. So start paying attention to who you're listening to. Would you swap places with that person? You know, don't take advice from someone you wouldn't swap places with. And I would say that, you know, you need to take action sooner rather than later. We only get one go around on life, and you need to make it count. I don't live in regret, but the one thing that I do wish I'd done sooner was get a mentor sooner. Because if I'd have had someone like yourself and the AFL team in my early 20s, I think I would I'd be completely financially free by now. And it's fine, you know, life happens, but just get it done.
Yeah.
You know, don't make excuses, just focus on solutions.
Yeah. And how do you feel your growth has been so far since being mentored by me and my world-class team?
It would have taken me years and years to get the knowledge, the experience and stuff, where I've been able to condense that whilst working full-time and having a young family. So, you know, it goes without saying that it's been completely life-changing. And, you know, to add to that, it really is just a matter of get it done.
Yeah. Yeah. And looking into the future now, Sean, what does the vision look like for Sean, for your missus, for, you know, your boy and your stepson? What are some of the targets you've got for the next 1 or 2 years? Yep. Share some of that stuff.
Yeah, sure. So in terms of the property stuff, I want to hit 500K joint venture finance, certainly this year.
Nice.
And I want to get to 15 deals this year. And part of that is actually going to be the rent-to-rent strategy.
Okay.
Now, going back to the 80-20, rent-to-rent isn't part of that. What I've done is actually team up with someone who I've met through Assets for Life, who's a, you know, key person in Assets for Life, and doing a joint venture with them.
Mr. Steele, yeah.
Yep, Mr. Daniel Steele. Yeah, we've already got one rent-to-rent deal together, and we're working on a plan on how we can scale that to 10 more units ASAP.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's really about where the win-win situation is. I go and find the money. Go find the investor. We put that in, and
okay. So the aim of the game is you're not even going to use your own money in these deals. I think you did on the first one.
Yeah, I did on the first one. Yep. Yeah.
So obviously Daniel's at 13 deals now.
Yeah.
He was actually here doing a podcast as well, which was absolutely awesome. So he's on 13 deals, and that's very interesting. So you met through the academy, which is great. You've built up a really good relationship, and so you're now. Are you going to set up a company together? And then you'll basically be shareholders, directors, and then again, you'll bring in the money. So you'll find the money, he finds the deals.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're ironing out the business plan. You know, it's very key not to just rush into it.
Yeah.
So we've got the one deal, and that case study's proven. We get along really well. He's coming to the stag do. He'll be at the wedding as well.
Oh,
so,
awesome.
You know, I'll have an AFL table there. But, you know, the key thing is to make sure that, yeah, we get that set up right. It is certainly a long-term thing that we want to be working together. So, yeah, it's going to be a mixture of raising joint venture finance, but also because I'm going to be scaling a lot on the sales consultancy business, I will also invest some of my own money.
Okay, great.
So
Why not?
Yeah, it could be one deal is joint venture finance, the next deal is personal finance. But either way, I'm still benefiting because Dan then does what he does best, which is finding the deal, making sure the numbers work and actually, you know, liaising with the landlord.
Yeah, you know what? One of the ways in which my business has grown the last 8 years is through partnerships.
Yeah.
You know, partnerships, collaborating, joint ventures. You know, when we talk about joint ventures, we it doesn't have to just be about the money. It's what can you bring into the relationship that is going to create a win-win? Where can you have shared value?
Yeah.
Where can you enhance each other's relationship, basically, to get to the ultimate goal, which for many joint venture partnerships is financial freedom, living a life that they truly deserve and desire, having fun, following a guaranteed process. So, yeah, that's music to my ears. I've lost count, actually, how many joint ventures have happened within the Assets for Life community over the last 8 years. But, you know, the community's, you know, cooking on gas right now, for sure. What would you say has been one of your challenges in the last 2.5 years?
Yep.
And how we've been able to help you overcome that?
Yeah. So I guess the best story to illustrate this and answer the question would be that when I first started, so March 21, for the first sort of 5-6 months, I was turning up to the sessions, coming to the events and stuff, and I was excited, you know, pumped up, motivated. But the reality was I wasn't taking enough action. And it's because we had some of our own capital, so we had some savings. And what I think that was doing subconsciously is that I felt I had a safety net. So we jumped on a session. I can't remember if that one was recorded or not. But we jumped on a session around September 2021. And you gave me a sort of gentle nudge and some guidance, basically saying, look, you need to go all in. You need to make it happen. Get posting more, do more networking, build more relationships. And what we did is we pumped some money into our house and sort of referred it, made it better, so that I had no choice but to go out and find money. It was almost like putting my back against the wall so that I have to come out swinging and I have to make it happen.
Wow.
So that was, yeah, that was transformation.
That was like a push that you needed. Yeah, because I remember you were sort of stagnating.
Yeah.
You were comfortable. You know, your salary was, you know, pretty much okay. Mm. You had a decent life, you know, car on the drive, roof over your head. You were actually playing it safe.
Yeah.
And that's a very, very dangerous place to be. So who and what would you say has been instrumental in your journey and why?
Yeah, of course, you and Jay and the team at Assets for Life. You know, it wouldn't have happened without you guys. It would have taken me a hell of a lot longer. I would have made a lot of mistakes, and who knows what that could have cost me in terms of the financial side. So that's been absolutely life-changing. But I also have to give a big shout-out to my fiancé as well, because at the end of the day, you know, it was our money we were investing in. It was a lot of trust from her in me that I was making the right decision, because at the end of the day, she didn't know you guys at all. And actually, in all honesty, it wasn't hard to sell her on that. You know, she knew what my vision was when we first met, sort of 7-8 years ago. And having her by my side on that journey just makes it better, because I know that there's someone that fully supports me, as do my parents as well. You know, they're my biggest fans. And I think that's really important.
Well, that, I think that's absolutely wonderful, Sean, that you've given your lovely fiance a shout out. You know, it's the start of 2024. I truly believe this is going to be an incredible year for you. You've started to really build some momentum now.
Yep.
How did it feel entering into the Assets for Life Hall of Fame in December for the two awards, right?
Was so two,
you got the Five Deal Award. Obviously, you've done seven now.
Yep.
But you come into the Hall of Fames once you've done your initial five deals. And the first milestone for raising money is £250,000, and you've smashed that now.
Yep.
How did it feel actually being recognised for those achievements and being called up on stage with 200 people in the room and collecting your gold disc?
Yeah, it's brilliant. I've been chasing that one for a while, as you know, right? You know, we've caught up a lot on it, and, you know, there's been several deals that fall through, and you sort of, you go through these peaks and troughs. So to actually get to that point where it's like, yes, that was the first milestone, it then propels me to move forward and actually go after the others.
Awesome. Well, the next one is 10 deals.
Yep.
I'm pretty confident you'll have that by December.
Definitely.
The one after that is 25 deals. So, hey, you never know. And the next milestone for the money is £500,000, which you've said is a target that you want to set yourself this year.
Yeah.
So I just want to really summarize now and just say what an incredible journey. I'm really proud of you. It's been wonderful. You're also now a great mentor in the academy.
Yeah.
And it just goes to show that even when someone's in a high-profile corporate job working silly hours, that through the effort and sacrifice and putting in the hours, and we allow compounding to kick in over many, many years, hey, in just 2.5 years... you'll now reach some of those goals that we set, you know, 2.5 years ago. So, hey, what an awesome session that was. A massive congratulations. Honestly, Sean.
Appreciate it.
I am so excited. We must do another one of these in maybe a year or two.
Yeah.
And we'll have a catch up. Any final thoughts, top tips for our viewers?
Yeah, sure. I think top tip is to just be completely obsessed with your goals. You know, my word for the year is discipline. So I think what people need to do is become disciplined in taking action. And actually, if they have a set of goals, they need to make sure that they're taking action to achieve those goals. And if people are looking to get into property, they need to go and get a mentor, in my opinion. Go and find the people that have already achieved what you want to achieve, and just do whatever it takes to go and work with them, learn from them. 2.5 years ago, we didn't really know each other. And in a few months' time, you're coming to my wedding. So it's testament awesome, to how powerful things like this can be.
Wow. That was incredible. There we have it. You know what? One word there, discipline. Are you disciplined? Maybe you are, maybe you're not. Maybe you're disciplined in the wrong area. Maybe you're just working too hard. Maybe you're overwhelmed, stressed out. You are doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. And you might feel like you're living in Groundhog Day. Look, one decision, one moment, one strategy, one mentor, one training program, one mentorship program can literally change your life forever. forever. So make sure that you go and check out all of my resources. Get yourself to www.assetsforlife.co.uk. Come and hang out at one of my free property training events. It could just be the difference that makes the difference. If I can do it, you can do it too. My name's Liam Ryan, the host of Liam J. Ryan, the Dealmaker podcast. I look forward to having you on the next episode.
You're listening to the Dealmaker podcast, hosted by multi-millionaire property investor, entrepreneur, and Guinness World Record holder, Liam Ryan. Discover how to start, scale, and grow your business. Become a better negotiator, create more opportunity, and make massive profit so you can live the life of your dreams.